Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. It doesn't take a long time, but no one knows. Gotta get on the radio. You know it sounds so good in stereo, but you gotta get on the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. This is our midweek podcast, starting to get used to doing this thing, having a lot of fun doing it. Well, it's been a hot and smoky week here in the Pacific Northwest, but I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I've been battling, and I wanted to try this out this week, so I kind of had enough with the wasps, yellow jackets, hornets, and stuff that were flying around the back deck. I don't like getting stung. I haven't this year. I've got family members that are somewhat allergic, so I wanted to take the battle on. Now here's the fun part. I'll be honest. You can run down to your hardware store, take a look at stuff there. I didn't have anything close and I've been busy, so I just jumped on Amazon and picked it up there. And so I started out, and you can see the video up on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook. I put it up there, just a quick little one. And I purchased the Rescue Wasp Hornet Yellow Jacket Trap. The reusable kind, and it's called WHY, which is the Wasp Hornet Yellow Jacket. So I thought, okay, I'm going to try the all-is-one approach here and see what happens. You know something? 24 hours in, works pretty dang good. For $11, I can't beat it. It has filled up probably a couple dozen hornets in there, which I'm cool with. We'll see how the yellow jackets and wasps that have been flying around and looking, but I tell you what, that's the best $11 on a trap I've ever spent. And if it keeps going like this, it's going to be filled up here in a couple days. So I didn't have a massive problem. But you know something? What I like about this is it's not taking out any of the bees that are floating around. I want to protect those bees, so I'm kind of cool with that. But here in the Portland area, on the western side of the state of Oregon, with the kind of bugs we have over here, this is working out pretty well. Now, here's some of the things you want to think about when you're going after these things. You want to think about where you're located, because there's a couple things. First off, I wouldn't put this anywhere next to the deck. It's at the very edge of mine over in the corner. But right now, it's attracting so many that there's quite the buzz about it. I know that was horrible. But you can build your own traps. Don't get me wrong. You can build your own. If you want to spend a ton of time and do your own little craft project, you can. You can start with a jar. You can start with a 2-liter pop bottle and cut them up, and there's a million different things out there. You know, you can use your own bait, which is like jam dissolved in water or fruit juice or beer, sweet soda pop, you know, wine, maple syrup and water, molasses. I've seen people use canned tuna, canned dog or cat food. I've seen cheese turkey. There's a lot of different things you can do. For me, didn't want to mess with it. Want to be able to hang something up, let the research be the research, and let it work. So what I like about this too is that, like I said, I'm not getting a bunch of bees in there. So we'll see how this goes. I've got a few of the other types of bugs floating around there that I'm going to see how it works with those, as far as the mud wasps and stuff. I want to see if it grabs them. But I'll tell you what, for what it is, and the model number on that thing, just in case you're out looking at it, is the WHYTR-BB8. So made by Rescue. It's kind of cool. It goes together really easily. There's a water section up top and a another cone section down below, so they can either die by drowning or dehydration, depending on which side they go into. But made in USA, and what I like is there's no poisons or anything in there. So I would put this over, you know, closer to, you know, the trees and stuff like that. Get it away from the house a little bit. And some of the things you can also do to keep, you know, keep the wasps away from your house is to keep the, you know, nests off your house to begin with. But some of the things you can do too is, you know, pick up any of the fruit that's fallen down. If you've got apple trees, get those things picked up. You know, and watch your watering. So if you've got a bunch of mud, you can also attract a bunch more there. So, all right, guys. Well, I just wanted to give you a quick little update on wasps and keeping wasps and hornets and all those things under control today. Now, one quick thing before we go. I would love to see if we can get some more Facebook followers. Now, this is huge. I'm trying to get up above 1,700 people. I've got a goal for that by the end of August. We nailed about 50 people back into the group today. I love that. And I want to thank every one of you new people out there that are listening about that. But if you could go on there, share to your friends. If you're always liking and commenting, making sure that you're actually liking and following us, I want to get us over the top. There are a ton of people that follow our Facebook page, but are actually not actually liking it. So we have probably three times as many people that are active on the page. I've invited them on there, but they have not clicked the like part. So I really want to see how many people can be our street team members out there, share this stuff. That way I can help everybody else out there with some of these ideas about home improvement. And if you've got some kids that are wanting to get into DIY, or maybe you're just going to buy your new house, or you're in an apartment now and you want to get a new house, now is the time to start learning these tricks of the trade. So tune into Around the House with Eric G each Saturday, noon to 2 on KXL, and anywhere you carry podcasts out there, we're all over that, as well as if you're not in the area and you want to catch us live, stream it live on KXL.com, noon to 2 Pacific time. You can listen live and call into the radio as well. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. This is the Midweek Podcast of Around the House.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.